The scene at 10th and Chestnut is pretty orderly. There's a lane full of parked cars and another devoted to moving vehicle traffic. Pictures on the road and signs next to it let everyone know the right lane is reserved for buses, bikes, and vehicles turning right. A bus pulls up and passengers file off. It might look like just any average city street, but there's an interesting story about how this stretch of modern-day Chestnut Street came to be. The area was once known as the Chestnut Street Transitway. The 12-block-long outdoor mall was an ambitious urban planning attempt to reinvigorate the street. Harris Steinberg, the executive director of Penn Praxis, the clinical consulting arm of the School of Design at Penn, says it had a famous inventor.
Ed Bacon first came up with the idea, and he envisioned for the bicentennial a transitway both on Walnut Street and Chestnut Street that went river to river with these open-air trolleys. Obviously, that never came to be.
Philadelphia used federal funding, as well as some city and state money, to establish the transitway on Chestnut Street. But Steinberg says the money was intended to enhance mass transit, which meant that while there would be an attempt to make the area more pedestrian-friendly, there would also be buses. Big, noisy buses barreling down Chestnut Street. Businesses closed, and politicians, urban planners, and others deemed the transitway a flop. After cars were allowed on the street, the city established the right lane as territory for buses, bikes, and vehicles making right turns.
This kind of vestige of the old bus lane points back to some really kind of failed attempts to bring life back to a city at a time where we were struggling to figure out how to reinvigorate the urban core.
The Bicycle Coalition of Greater Philadelphia's Sarah Clark Stewart says the lanes need to be reconfigured.
It's a confusing facility because of the lack of enforcement. Cars are frequently in the bus bike lane. There are many buses who use that lane, so there is a great deal of bus traffic that bicyclists are sharing the lane with.
She says when the city recently repaved Chestnut Street, the Bicycle Coalition suggested a change.
We recommended that sharrows be placed on both lanes. These are markings on the street of a bicycle. And we recommended that the bus bike only lane be dropped because it doesn't meet standards for bicycle lanes.
She says without changes, cyclists are better off sticking to other streets. Andrew Stober is the chief of staff in the mayor's office of transportation and utilities. He admits cars that aren't turning right do sometimes end up in the right lane, either out of confusion or intentionally. While the current setup isn't ideal for bikes, he says,
we think it's better than a totally shared use lane that would slow buses down and create more traffic for cyclists. And we put in some slightly wider pavement markings to hopefully make clear to cars where and where they can't be in that right lane on Chestnut Street.
Harris Steinberg from Penn Praxis says there may be another reason for reserving the right lane primarily for buses and bikes. The original Chestnut Street Transitway was built using federal funding designed to enhance mass transit. And Steinberg says the city could have to return that money if it eliminated the current restrictions and opened the whole street up to cars. The city's Andrew Stober says the city kept the current arrangement because it believes it's a good one. He says the city believes it would not be required to repay the federal funds if it opened up all lanes on Chestnut Street. For WHYY, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.